and the risks of not getting the measles vaccine are so much greater than the risks of getting the measles vaccine.
Dr. Gail Burstein tells WBFO News it's very frustrating when she learns people are turning away from the vaccine. In Washington State, where there's a measles outbreak, there is a high rate of children that have never received the shot. Burstein says children should be protected because in some cases, the measles could potentially cause deadly complications.
The measles vaccine is recommended for young children, the first dose between 12 and 15 months of age, and then the second dose between 4 to 6 years of age. And so if parents refuse for their children to get immunized, they're putting their children at great risk, and their children don't have a choice. They don't have the right to consent for their own vaccine.
You may recall there was a measles case in Erie County back in December. But fortunately, Dr. Burstein tells us the incubation time has passed and there were no secondary cases. Burstein says Erie County has a successful vaccination program. She also notes in New York State, the laws are tough, requiring public school children to receive vaccinations before entering school.
We also hope that the superintendents do not cave in to parents' requests and really try to protect not only that individual student, but the rest of the school.
The health commissioner says getting children vaccinated is not only responsible in protecting your child's health, but it's also a responsibility as a citizen to protect others from getting the measles. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.